Pod Culture, Episode 415, Baffled Raspberries, Part B. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture.
Let's see, I've been watching Community.
Excellent.
Which is back, and, you know, Dan Harmon at the helm. And
to its old glory.
Still great. You know, it's just the season five has, you know, has really, really been good. And our good pal Nathan Fillion was made a cameo on this past episode. Kumail Nanjiani, one of my favorite comedians, was on there. Robert Pattinson? No, Robert. T-1000 from Terminator 2.
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this
was
boy?
On, yeah.
Doggett.
He was on there.
Yeah.
Daggett.
Daggett.
Damn it. No, it's Doggett. You
it's
got
Doggett
me
Daggett.
Off. Wait, you called me.
I keep calling Agent Daggett.
He corrects me, and
is
I know.
Is he a monkey in a suit? Right.
No, no. The other one.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Daggett, darn it.
X-Files.
It's just great that
and last resort.
Now.
Yeah,
gonna
because he keeps brainwashing me.
Why are we brainwashing you?
It's like the Manson family.
You have Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, with the horrible episodes of TV.
Horrible. What a horrible episode of TV.
It's really horrible.
Hold it.
Community's been great. Community has been very good. I highly recommend it.
Classic Battlestar, horrible.
Highly recommend it.
Yes.
I shall
be. Almost Human, of course.
Very good.
Still really good.
That show was just freaking. Have you watched Common Law yet?
No, I meant to.
It's excellent. He's going to be in a movie of some kind, too.
Yes. I saw a preview for him in some
kind of Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah,
because I got a voicemail from my aunt going, "Honey Bunch is going to be in a movie." I'm like, okay.
What were we watching that we saw that? I forgot. Oh, also kind of movie related. A trailer for The Fault in Our Stars is out.
Excellent.
Now, and it looks really good.
I have got the audiobook. I have not yet listened to it.
It's. You'll. That's I think my plan. You'll like it.
I'm sure I will.
I think you'll like it.
Sure, I will.
And which one is that again? I forget.
About the teenagers with cancer.
Oh, okay.
Fall in Love.
That's right. Yeah. You talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good book. Very witty and, you know.
Now, have you seen the casting and does it agree with what you would have done?
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's close enough.
Good.
And, you know, it seems it a lot of even the settings kind of marry up with like what I had in mind.
That's
really
cool.
It's kind of weird.
That's good.
So I guess maybe it's the way he describes their environments in there that really painted that good picture.
That's
cool. I don't know. But that's looking forward to that. Also has there been a new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode since we've
No,
been
not until the okay. third.
All right. Because apparently J. August is Deathlock.
Yeah, it is.
Deathlock, which is
I knew it wouldn't make Glenn happy.
Kind of awesome.
I'm torn.
Oh yeah,
I'm torn. Yeah, I'm torn because I'm a huge Deathlock fan. Have been since the 70s. I mean, the character's on his like 40th anniversary now,
mm-hmm.
and it's great that Deathlock's being brought to life. I'm afraid it's going to be the kinder, gentler TV version of Deathlock, whereas Deathlock was the Dirty Harry of his time.
Yeah.
And also, I really love the fact that Deathlock stinks. Deathlock is a Walking Dead zombie, you know, with mechanical parts, you know? He's a dead soldier brought back to life and just as a killing machine going around, you know, kicking ass.
Was he black in the comics?
He was not in the original incarnation in the 70s. When they brought him back in the 90s, he was some computer expert and he was a black guy. And he died and they brought him back as Deathlock. But in the first one, he was a soldier.
Yeah, I wonder, it sounds like, I'm betting they're probably going more the way of DC and Cyborg.
Right. Yeah. 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 They're making him more of a cyborg. But I don't want to see a pretty boy Deathlock. I want to see a rotting, disgusted.
Well, Jay August, he's not a pretty boy.
Well, I know, but I mean.
He looked pretty messed up in that last scene.
Yeah, he did look pretty messed up. And like I said, I'm really glad that they're doing something with the character. I've been saying all along, we need more superheroes. We need more Marvel characters. And they're giving
more
me
staples,
one.
More staples, yeah.
They're giving me one. And I'm complaining. I know. I know I shouldn't be.
So in other words, you're like the other 100% of the internet.
Yeah.
I get what I want. I'm still not happy.
Yeah, I think it's great that they're doing that. But what gets me is I'm like, oh, the good thing about this is also the bad thing, which is it is canon. This is the show's linked to the Avengers movies. This is canon the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which means we won't get a Deathlock movie or a Deathlock TV show. Or if we do, it'll be the watered-down version.
The Netflix originals that they're
they've been really doing really well with those.
You know, because they got that whole Marvel deal that they've signed,
and that would be cool.
A little miniseries coming up. You know, miniseries or something like that. Yeah, Deathlock. No, he couldn't pull off his own movie because, let's face it, RoboCop. I mean, essentially, that's what people, even though you and I, as geeks.
We know he was over 10 years earlier than RoboCop.
But that's going to be the comparison people would make. Or Cyborg from, you know, Smallville or Teen Titans Go, or, you know, the animated
Which,
stuff.
Once again, he was at least a decade earlier than Cyborg.
Right. So, yeah, but a miniseries?
Yeah. I would like to have seen, like, a made-for-Netflix movie.
Or,
straight-to-DVD movie. They could do that with The Punisher, and they could do that with a lot of these third-tier Marvel heroes.
I wish somehow they could get Sony and them coordinating a little bit. Just didn't have to be crossover stuff. I mean, it could be like after credits stuff like they've done, you know?
Right.
Or, you know,
Daily
Bugle.
That's what I was going to say. At the very least, have them reading the Daily Bugle in the Avengers, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, something to show you it's in the Spider-Man universe to some degree.
Yeah, disconnect them. Really? Is it going to cost you that much money to do that kind of thing?
So, I mean, I'm going to reserve judgment a little bit on Deathlock because I do want to see Marvel characters on the show, and this is exactly what I've been asking for. But I am such a big fan of the character that when it's not exactly the character, I feel like they've never done anything with him before, and now that they're doing it, they're not doing it right. It's like the Green Hornet movie that came out.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen as Green Hornet. It's like there will probably not be another Green Hornet movie in my lifetime because of this. And, you know, they didn't get it right.
You know, I feel with Green Lantern.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, if they do this with Deathlock and it doesn't take off, then we'll probably not see another thing with Deathlok for another 30 years whatever, you know.
That's why I'm of mixed minds about the rumors that they're going to start tying Arrow and the upcoming Flash series and stuff into like the DC movie universe. They're pretty much going to do the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't want them to do that, because if they were to ever do a Green Lantern movie, I want the actor playing Diggle to be Jon Stewart.
Every week. Every week, we're sitting at he's sitting on the couch, and I hear, he needs a goddamn power ring.
He does!
Every week.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, me neither.
He would have been better, you know, at Jon Stewart as the Jon Stewart Green Lantern. Fucking right. I mean,
he Ryan really Reynolds is.
Wasn't,
yeah.
wasn't bad, but he wasn't Hal Jordan.
He was pretty.
And really, okay, I know we're going back to Arrow, but I got to.
Yes, Evan.
You haven't watched it, shit.
What?
There's a scene where Arrow is training Roy. They're like closer than you and I are sitting here.
Yeah, it pisses me off.
Really? You're that close? I mean, from a distance in the shadows, still, that's a little hokey.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, when you're that close? One, how the hell is he disguising his voice like that close?
Right.
And then two, even with a mask in that close, you don't see the goatee in the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Now, have you guys heard anything about this Gotham City? Or Gotham?
Yeah, it sounds...
I mean, it's Smallville.
It's Smallville,
Batman.
Yeah. But it's going to be a younger Bruce Wayne, but the villains are going to be existing already.
Anybody we know?
Well, I'm hearing the villains are going to be like precursors to what they are, you know, so they won't be in full costume. They'll be kind of establishing their identities as supervillains as well. So we'll see.
You're not gonna see Joker, because there's one, it's not directly into Batman.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fight with Batman that causes him to become the Joker in the first place.
Right. That's
and
kind of
if they ever had to recast a younger Joker, I want them to get Lincoln from Fringe, who is
ooh.
The guy on Arrow who
Oh, yeah.
Who does Vertigo.
Yeah, Count Vertigo.
Count Vertigo. Mm. He is creepy. Evil Lincoln is creepy. He would be a great Joker. He's got that manic kind of way about him.
Let's see if they're going to tie Arrow into the movie.
They can do that. Right. But then if it's going to be Batman that young, would he be contemporary with Arrow? Or is Arrow contemporary with the adult Batman from like the Justice League movie?
Well, I mean, because the age-wise, they're kind of... Depends how they're, because it's not going to be a continuation of the Nolan stuff.
Right.
So, it's Thank more God. Along the line, he's in Asia where they would have, they could be that.
What I'm saying is, would Arrow be contemporary with the Justice League version of Batman, or would he be contemporary with the little kid version of Batman in the Gotham show?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they can't be all in the same timeline.
Well, I mean, unless they're Yeah, depends on how they're doing it, I guess. It they could play fast and loose with it a little bit. I'm sure I'm sure we're not the first to pose that question. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see Stephen Amell as Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. I think if they make that canon, though, then they'll be stuck with whatever villain decisions that they made on the TV show with the movies, or vice versa.
I'm sure they could probably ride away around it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be afraid that they might be limited to things that they could put on the TV show if there were plans to possibly use those villains or characters in the movies.
Smallville, you think about it.
Yeah, but Smallville wasn't related to the movies at all. Whereas if they make Arrow canon and contemporary with the movies, then they've got to, like I said, be stuck with whatever decisions they make on their TV budget show with their big theatrical movies as well. So, I don't know. It's an interesting dilemma, but I'm just glad that we're seeing more characters and more special guest star characters. Like
now we're gonna get a Birds of Prey-ish episode.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there. I mean, you know, we've seen Huntress, mm-hmm. we've seen Black Canary. Now apparently, they're both gonna be on the same episode, which makes me feel, all right, who the hell's Oracle?
Mm-hmm.
If they go down that route, it probably will substitute in Felicity. But
I love her.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Chloe.
She's fabulous. Ooh.
Oh, I mean, shit, she was in Smallville.
All right, well, that's speculating things that aren't even
happening. Well, yeah. TV and DVD talk, man. That's what we talk about.
Future of TV and DVD.
Two other shows that Christine and I both have at least watched one episode of, Black Sails.
Oh, yes, I did watch that.
I meant to. Haven't watched it yet.
Pretty good.
Yep. Not bad.
And it stars, right?
Really good production.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty. Yeah.
Looks like Michael Bay played Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yeah.
Had a wet dream and like.
And there's boobs.
It went, ta-da, right.
Boom.
All right.
Yeah. So Glenn's in.
Yeah. I'm all over that.
Like really good production.
Yeah. It was good.
Wow.
And, you know, We talked about in or will with you know the Doctor Who connection in Your Guilty Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Doctor Who connection to this other series, The Musketeers. with the 12th Doctor, Peter Capaldi, as
Cardinal Richelieu.
Wow!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know how the hell if this thing gets a second season. How the hell they're going
to
pull this off?
They're going to have to kill him off.
Yeah.
unless they just write the character out some because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be a little busy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unless they film at opposite ends of the, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, he's got a time machine. He can fit them all in.
Yeah. And the kid that plays D'Artagnan played young Adama in Blood and Chrome.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And the one actress in there played Pearl in Being Human UK. The redheaded ghost that comes to visit and said that Annie makes weak tea.
Yeah, Annie.
Right.
Yeah.
Flips her shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I think both are BBC productions.
I think I like Three Musketeers a little more than I like Black Sails simply because I like sword fighting better than I do sailing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty. It's very pretty.
Yeah, and the rogue character in Black Sails. Is John Silver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
We know where that's going.
Yeah, well, he's going to open up a chain of restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, and
Greasy Fish.
Oh, actually, there is a Doctor
Who. Damn good Greasy Fish.
There is a Doctor Who link in Black Sails because the boy that played Jeff in Matt Smith's first episode.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is one of the pilots.
Merlin.
Yes, and he was also in Merlin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Gawain?
No.
No, Gawain.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, Galahad? No, Galahad.
He's one of the obscure ones, yeah. And I can't think of his name. But yeah, he's on there too.
Delete your browser.
Yeah, that's exactly. Hilarious.
So yeah, Black Sails and The Musketeers, pretty good. Well worth checking out.
Not as good as Rubber Street, but still pretty good.
But it's an acceptable substitute.
The two of them together could add up to Ripper Street.
I saw the trailers for Black Sails, and I was interested in watching it. It's on Stars, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. All right. Yeah. What I'm thinking of.
As soon as I saw the Stars logo, I'm like, oh, great. How many seconds do I get before there are boobs?
I stand corrected on the book being BBC productions.
And it went for a while.
Yeah, I got about a minute and a half. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah,
I know I kept seeing a link on Facebook where you could watch the first episode for mm-hmm. free.
Oh,
I
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten around to watching that yet.
It's worth checking. It's pretty good.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, amazing.
It. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It really
is
pretty.
I just need to convince Carly because she wasn't interested. She's like, pirates.
It really is pretty.
Yeah, after playing Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I just heard.
That's right up my wheels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Gilbert and Sullivan in my head every time I see pirates, so I can't get past it. And I'm like, when does he sing Pirate King? Come on. No, I guess that's not going to happen.
Nice pirate. Space Herpes.
Space Herpes.
And on that note of Space Herpes, we'll be back with more of the show right after we get some ointment. It is time to get all sugared up with a little geek cuisine. And we have an old favorite. Well, the brand of an old favorite anyway.
I was going to say, they're not green.
Old, but it's new.
Well, they might be when we open it up.
They're not green and fuzzy.
Like those Green Lantern fuzzy balls.
But we just bought them. We just bought them. That's
we had just bought those, too.
I know. That was pretty sad.
It's pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
We have Oreos. But of course, not your typical just chocolate and white stuff, whatever the hell that stuff really is. Lard.
lard,
maybe.
Lard.
Yes, Mom, we're feeding her lard.
We have lemon Oreo.
Just in time for spring.
Lemon flavor creme. And they're the vanilla Oreos. What?
I'm not a, like, well, I don't know.
You're not lemony?
I'm not a lemony person, I guess. I'm not a banana-y, and I'm not lemony. And
none of the
you're
yellow fruits.
None of the yellow-y kind of stuff.
None of the yellow fruits.
No. Well, your shirt's kind of pumpkin.
Yeah.
It is kind of pumpkin.
It's even funnier considering what you're wearing.
And you know what? I really love Oreos, but I really hate that packaging.
Yeah,
they
like the old school.
They do not stay fresh. That is a pain in the ass
That's
packaging.
Why you got to eat them fast.
I think that's how they get you. That's how they get you. Is they're going to go bad, so you have to buy more. Ha-ha, Oreo. That's why they invented Ziploc.
Yeah, see, Nabisco and Glad ought to get together. You know, Christina, you can have more. You don't have to take 7 of them.
If I don't take them now, they'll be gone.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think you have to worry about me.
Aww.
But it's...
If Nick were here, he'd dip them in beer.
Yeah.
I've seen him do it. It's kind of
disgusting. See, the plain ones, the golden ones.
Yeah, because those are the gold cookies.
Aren't as gross. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine dunking the chocolate ones in beer.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
they
him do
smell
it.
Good.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do smell pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oreo Blizzard.
Mm. Mm.
Lemon pie. Blizzard.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't gotten to the cream yet.
It's a little lemony.
Yep. I'm glad I got 2. They'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Brad likes them.
Are they like the, are they the same as the Girl Scout cookies that you liked? Okay.
Oh, that's what this reminds me of. Yeah.
What are those called?
The lemon chalets. But I will say this about Girl Scout cookies. They keep for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are good.
Better than I expected.
Just enough tang.
Yeah, just enough lemon. It's not overpowering lemon. It's a very subtle.
It's not too sweet.
Yeah, they're very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're just a nice, pleasant cookie.
I'm assuming they're like limited edition or whatever.
We got them at Meijer's.
Find them.
Get them.
And
eat them all with a glass of milk.
Wash these down with some red strawberry.
Well, it's time for confession, everyone. We're back with one of Glenn's guilty pleasures. Dude, just when I thought you couldn't pull out anything, it's even cheesier.
It wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so good.
I'm sorry.
But it was an amusing slice of cheese.
Yeah.
You know, but the back of the box says it's marvelously entertaining.
How can you go wrong?
Well, you and I had fun heckling.
Who said that?
Chris Wood from BritishHorrorFilms.co.uk.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who says something anymore. You put their name real small. You put a quote really big.
I guess so.
They're taking...
And an ellipse before and after, so it could be this movie sucks really, really bad. And yeah. Then they could...
Out of context.
So something not even in the same genre as British horror... Whatever, bishorefilms.co.uk.
Well,
you know. I could see, I actually kind of see
horror?
What it would fall
a little bit.
Yeah, this is not your. It's not a slasher horror. It's more of a suspense kind of horror.
And as Christina said, because she was looking it up, it has a lot of the the Hammer horror actors and actresses.
It said it casts a lot of the UK's leading horror stars. I don't know what that meant. Or where they found them. It could have just been the people first in line leading.
Found them at the local pub.
Right. So, but yeah, I thought it was all right.
No, it was definitely less painful than Robo Vampire or something.
Well, I mean, how many things have you really seen Leonard Nimoy in that weren't Star Trek?
Fringe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now three things.
I know more of him from Fringe than I do from Star Trek.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Not for lack of wanting to.
Well, let's see here. This came out January 30th, 1973.
Wow.
Don't either of you say a word.
No, but I'm thinking, like...
Because I hear them both.
No.
The mental wheels are going.
No. The only mental wheels going is, okay, that was how many years ago yesterday?
Right. That's what I thought was funny.
You know?
I was thinking, was today the 30th? And I had to check the date.
That's pretty awesome.
I was like, oh, it was the 31st. Oh, well. Close. Missed it fine. All right. Let's see. Here's the story on this. At some point in eons ago in my youth, I saw this movie, you know, probably some Sunday afternoon or some late Saturday night or something. I don't know. But it aired on TV. And I was like, what the heck's this? How come I've never seen this? Oh, wow, this is kind of cool. Because it was a lost classic kind of thing. And it dealt with funky paranormal things to some degree. And I just knew at the time, I was like, wow, this had to be like a pilot for a TV show. And I did some reading, and it actually was a pilot for a TV show. So,
It had some more, you know, more the horror vibe of episodes of The Avengers.
Yeah.
Kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it definitely had that kind of, you know, there's the guy and the girl, and they're in these weird adventures together, and definitely kind of a Avengers-type show.
Definitely not Steven Peele, but...
No, but the girl was kind of cute.
She was cute. Yeah, I liked her a lot.
And it's really weird. I knew that this would be really slow now, because it's old. It's old, and it's at least somewhat British.
Well, it was filmed at Kluwer, so
halfway British.
What I found odd was the DVD contains both the UK version and the US version. The UK version's 89 minutes and the US version's 99 minutes. I wonder how that came about, that there's actually more in the US version. We, of course, wimped out and watched the UK version and spared 10 minutes of our lives.
Yeah.
The Titanic didn't seem this long.
It is in color.
Kluwer.
Yay!
And it is in full frame. Yeah, beautiful.
Translation?
Oh.
What, 3x2? I think that's what it is.
Something like that, yeah.
1.33:1 is what it says, full frame.
Oh.
And it's in beautiful English mono.
Spare no expense.
Yeah, that's right. I bought a movie on DVD. It's not even in stereo. All right, here we go. We got this crazy painted...
Baffle,
Bruce Lee-looking cover.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a very Bruce Lee vibe to it.
Yes. It's very orange and cream.
Yeah, the background's cream-colored and lots of reds and oranges. And whew.
Who dares walk the line between life and death?
Leonard Nimoy.
But it doesn't have a question mark. It says, who dares walk the line between life and death, period. It's not even a question. Right. It's a statement.
Leonard Nimoy dares to walk the line. he's freaking Spock.
That's right. So Leonard Nimoy actually wearing worse clothes than he wore in Star Trek.
Does the eyebrow thing.
I mean, it was probably filmed, if it came out in 73.
It was 4 years after the end of the original series.
No. Just enough time for him to grow his eyebrows out.
It probably was filmed in, 72?
Yeah, because it came out in January 73. So you have to think,
that's what they wore back then. It was a hideous time for fashion.
Yes.
Shut up. I made it look good.
You were a little kid. You had no say over what your parents dressed you in.
I posted a picture today for me, probably right from about that era.
But again, you had no say in what you anybody dressed you in. I mean, I think it wasn't that bad. I think it was, if it was a show, I think I would watch it.
Yeah.
But as a movie, I think it was too long. If it was a 45-minute show, I think it would have been fine.
I definitely would have watched it growing up. I mean, I love stuff like The Night Stalker and things that deal with supernatural stuff. And,
original or the remake of?
The remake had its merits, but I'm a big fan of the original. And, of course, the remake left us hanging. You know, thanks for, you know, canceling it before you wrapped up the storyline.
Fox?
I don't recall.
Okay.
It may have been. It may have been. So, yeah, it's slow. Despite the fact that it's about a race car driver, it is slow.
And other than the first, what, 10 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, 10 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was all excited. I'm reading the back of this thing going, This actually sounds pretty good. Leonard Nimoy is a race car driver. This is going to be pretty cool. And he's got the superpower. It's going to be awesome. And then it was like, okay, he's got the superpower. But, like, he spends all of, what, 3 minutes of the whole hour and a half driving.
And when he does, it's obviously rear projection.
Yeah.
And his name spelled wrong on his helmet.
Which, in fairness, I thought was dirt on his helmet the first time around.
I kept looking at it going, what's going on? Is there some sort of weird code or funky thing they're doing? Why is his name like that? And then when he got out of the car and they showed him with the helmet, it was spelled right. So it
That's
was just
now
totally...
was it similar type font?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's your Marvel No Prize. You know, piece of debris just stuck on the helmet, you know.
See, that's what I thought it was.
Because they weren't driving real cars.
Ah.
They were driving bobsleds on wheels.
Well, yeah.
But that's why they were. That's how they were back then.
No. Real cars. You know, that's not auto racing.
Over it.
Real car. Open wheeled is not real car racing. Mm-hmm. It's racing. It's not car racing.
Or like go-karts.
Kind of, yeah. Just really high power go-karts.
Yeah.
You know, 200 miles an hour and your ass is 3 inches off the ground.
So basically the story is... of all the times to discover that you have the power to have visions of things that are going to happen when you're racing down the track
at 200 miles an hour.
At 200 miles an hour, it's probably not the best time. And that's what happens. He gains his powers while he's driving down the track and
somehow
wrecks. And they didn't really play it up, but it's kind of like they thought maybe he was dead for a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just gets up and he's fine. So there's that question, did he actually die for a moment? You would say, oh, is that where he got his powers?
They kind of allude to that, didn't they?
They alluded to that, but just very briefly alluded to it.
Maybe that was in the other 10 minutes.
Yeah. And the fact is, he already has powers before that happened, so it's not like he got his powers from that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think the writer didn't know where he was going with it. So naturally, somehow, he hooks up with this blonde chick who knows like everything about everything mystical and magical and psychic, and somehow...
Here's my theory, that she's... They set up the fact that she's an antique bookseller and acquire and acquisitioner of old things. And
well, she got Leonard Nimoy.
Aww. So, like, they kind of set it up like she knows a little bit about a lot of things.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting the fact that she saw him on TV, saw what he had, the vision, her about the visions that he had, and contacted him. And but she was telling him all sorts of tips about Tibetan monks and how to use his psychic powers and all this stuff, even though she had no powers herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. She's like, there have only been three people that have ever had this, and one of them was in 1610 or something.
Again,
you know,
super
like...
nerd who collects books.
So, but still, I could see potential there. Now, the movie was pretty clunky, and the villains and the way they went and stuff, and they kind of alluded that maybe there was some evil supernatural stuff going on, but they never really verified that it was actually supernatural. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was certainly hinted at, but it wasn't necessarily supernatural. It was more of a murder mystery, you know?
Well, I think the fact that one of the characters was getting older while the other character was getting younger... because of this magic talisman.
That was a subtle thing that no one ever really came out and said.
Mm-mm.
It was
very subtle. Interesting. Yeah. I found it interesting that they didn't hit you over the head with it, whereas most other things they did.
Right.
But in the end...
They were saving that up for later episodes,
yeah.
Like potential episodes or whatever, just to leave you hanging with something a little, you know...
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, it did have that plot thread with the amulet thing going.
And, of course, it had the Scooby-Doo ending, where you rip the mask off and find out what was really going on. You know?
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were joking about it and basically predicted it.
And then it happened.
And then it happened. Yeah. It's like, oh, it yeah, they did it. They went there.
Yep.
Like I said, you know, more than a little clunky and slow, but given its age, I mean, I'm not recommending that everybody run out and buy it like I did, but I've seen it once or twice in my youth and enjoyed it to some degree and knew it was one of those things that I would probably never run across again. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, oh, here's a chance to own this movie that I always thought was kind of neat and wouldn't mind having. So I went ahead and got it. I don't know if it's on Netflix or will be or not. I never check. I always say this. I get on the show and I'm like, I don't know if it's on Netflix. I do research. It's like doing homework. I get on IMDb during the show. That's about as far as I go.
I'm checking now.
Let's see. Actually, IMDb says, race car driver suffers from visions where he sees people killed. An ESP expert believes that his visions will really happen.
Nowhere do they say that she's an ESP expert.
No.
I do not believe it is on Netflix.
Okay. Well, they got to sell a couple copies of it before they put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean,
why
make bother?
Their money.
Yeah. Well, they made their money off of me. I bought the thing.
Sure. Netflix, you know, the rights to this are really expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For Netflix, it's a little too expensive.
Don't know if they'll be able to afford it. But, you know, if you like Leonard Nimoy, then this is a chance to see him in something that isn't Star Trek, which is really rare.
Yeah,
and his varied acting abilities.
Bless his heart.
I just don't know that he had the best director, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the best script. There were things I liked about it, but, I mean, it wasn't the best script.
Mm-mm.
I guess for the time it was okay. Obviously, it wasn't stellar, or we would have all been watching the series of Baffled,
right?
You know,
right.
Which it didn't. This is like an unaired pilot, you know.
It's just a weird name for this show.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah, Baffled? It doesn't really fit anywhere.
Well, maybe the show is going to be called something else.
Maybe that was the name of the episode.
Could maybe. Be.
Maybe it would have been called Kovac. That was the character's
maybe,
name.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not available on Netflix, but Robo Vampire is.
Really? Robo Vampire on Netflix?
Yes. Not to stream, though. Just Netflix DVD.
Run.
DVD. All right. Run, don't walk.
Yes.
I think it's paired up with Devil's Dynamite.
Yeah.
Run, don't hop.
Run, don't hop. So this is by Scorpion... Scorpion release.
Is that Scorpion?
Don't release the Scorpion.
Chocolate covered.
That was the last episode.
Chocolate covered Scorpion.
So I'm not familiar with the company.
Girlfriend is banned from getting geeked.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
Whereas my favorite part was watching this again because I, you know, had some fond memories of it. They're not there anymore, but I had them at one time. But I think everybody else's favorite part was the trailers.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm done. I'm so done.
It was the most eclectic collection
weird
of trailers, too.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, when they have group them on a DVD, it's kind of themed a little bit with the type of movie that you know is on there. This was just Christina, take it.
All over the place.
I don't even know where
Hold
to begin.
Hold on, I have
with.
To look it up because I have to think of what they're called again.
Wombles.
Wombles.
Wombles. Oh my gosh.
Wombles Free? Was Wombles? That what it's called?
Wombles.
With a teenage Bonnie Langford who played Mel on Doctor Who with the sixth and seventh Doctor and a little kid who's probably a screamer even then. I admit this
not
is something.
In the good way.
This is something that. It seems like it should have been on Nickelodeon at some point in the 80s because it's something along the lines of those weird, obscure British things that they, like, got the rights to cheap and threw in there.
Right.
But I have never heard of them. And there are these weird little mole/mouse creatures.
Hedgehog looking thing.
I don't know. I can't tell if they're mice or hedgehogs or what they're supposed to be, but they're cute.
They're wumbles. No,
I've seen them before somehow, you know, is somewhere in the 70s they showed up. But I had not seen the movie, though.
They had a real H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah, kind of exactly.
Or even Fraggles.
A little bit.
But they're a hell of a lot bigger than Fraggles.
Yes, they are. And you know who was the narrator of the animated Wumble series in the 70s?
Who was that?
Bernard Cribbins.
Oh, for God's sakes. How many? Then we got, three actors in England or something?
And I love them all.
Okay, Wumbling Free.
That's it.
1977. Comedy, family, musical. Yeah, it had some musical numbers.
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then it went right into some ER kind of show with
Paul McGann.
Yeah. Doctor.
Oh my God, that was wonderful.
And he said, I'm a doctor. You know.
Pause. And then at the end he goes, trust me.
Trust me.
And I'm waiting for him to go, I'm a doctor. And he doesn't. Maybe he does in the action movie.
Yeah.
But
it's just probably not the one you're thinking of.
What? August 12th, 2013, was this press release. The Wombles becoming common again with new film and TV show.
No.
Mike Batt reveals his big plans for the furry orange eco creatures from Wimbledon.
What?
Common. Including a movie, a new series, and interactive experience.
What?
That's right. We caught
on. That's
what
the world needs. Well, now we're educated.
Yeah,
wow. And we're educating all of you out there.
Sometimes all you need is Wumbles.
The Wumbles are coming back.
Well, if you think about it, the people who
Indiana?
The people who were kids then are in charge of everything now.
So, yeah, now we're reviewing trailers that we saw.
But new Ninja
they were some interesting trailers, though.
They were
Paper
bizarre.
Masks was the...
It's being found on my phone as we speak.
Paper Mask, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there was a war movie.
Two different ones. Or war era movie.
Something Spartans. Go tell the Spartans or something.
Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Movie.
I love him.
With, what's the actor's name? Singer? Mark Singer.
Yeah. Really young. Oh my God.
He played the Beastmaster.
Oh yeah.
It's very interesting.
Which, where are those movies? Why aren't they out on DVD? Beastmaster 1 and 2? Hello. I need
They're those. Not on DVD?
I don't think so. Or at least I haven't seen them anywhere. Huh. I'll have to look. Now I'm going to have to order those. Damn
it. I can't.
but Paper Mask, mm-hmm. A doctor drama.
I know!
With the doctor.
I know!
I looked over at Christina and she had one arm grasping Brad's shoulder and then the other
talking and they,
grasping the couch.
I could not hear the doctor. He was talking.
And then there was another one about like some prostitute ring or something in Singapore and there was boobs in it and it was like
Ben
holy
Gazzara.
Crap, we've got from Wombles to this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we got dancing singing Wombles and then
dancing singing topless then, ladies
and lady boys.
Yeah. Like, what the hell.
Yeah, this was about how the government set up
Whorehouses
for the
something.
For the military in different regions they were in. Mm-hmm. And so, that looked like a bizarre movie.
Yeah.
And it was Roger Corman.
Right.
Baffled. Worth the experience if you got time to spare. I wouldn't necessarily think that anyone else should ever buy it, but it is part of my collection. So if you're a big Leonard Nimoy fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many people are going to see this one.
I don't know. I thought it was worth checking out. Like I said, it doesn't really hold up.
No, but it's an interesting time capsule for costume and hair and music.
And to think what could have been. You know, what could have been? What if this had been picked up as
a
TV series?
I would have watched it. I'm sure I would have watched it at some point.
I'd probably already have the box set.
Exactly.
You know?
I'd have been watching with my dad.
All right. So there we go. We all survived baffled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then got a little kick in the pants.
If you call this living.
The trailers.
Nice.
Whenever you get some funky movie like this, especially by some little releasing company you've never heard of, always watch the trailers because you never know.
We will be back with more of the show. And right after Glenn orders another crappy movie from Amazon.
And now we get to watch the U.S. version for those extra 10 minutes.
Down in the holes they make their homes, in the deserts where they roam, in the washed out wells, cause heaven forbid they grow. Raise your eyes, the world changing, Autobots, now the time to roll out of here. It's been too long and we've let these vagrants coexist, spread their wings and relax their gear. So take form, transform, if you are a plane, if you are a bus, cause the humans must trust us. And time cannot wait for the day to come to Decepticons, we're gonna hunt them all down. In the holes they make their homes, in the deserts where they roam, in the washed out wells, cause heaven forbid they grow. Last for a billion breeze. We'll leave the Ark in a nanosecond. And it don't take a glitch head to know what I mean. So take form, transform. If you are a plane, if you are a bus, cause the humans must trust us. Time cannot wait for the day to come. Decepticons, we're gonna hunt them all down. In the holes they make their homes, in the deserts where they roam, in the washed out wells, heaven forbid they grow. So now come and join our ranks as we gather up our strength, cause this cleansing starts today. And the meth fluid will flow. So this path I must now hold. Raise your eyes, the world changing. Autobots, now's the time, let's roll out of here. It's been too long and we've let these vagrants coexist, spread their wings and relax their gears. So take form, transform, if you are a plane, if you are a bus, cause the humans must trust us. And time cannot wait for the day to come. Decepticons, we're gonna hunt them all. Decepticons, we're gonna hunt them all. Decepticons, we're gonna hunt them all down.
Well, my friends, it's about the end of the trail for the this episode.
Finally.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know, when we thought it was going to be a short night, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
I'm glad we didn't watch that extra 10 minutes on your guilty pleasure.
I'd be already asleep.
So, final thoughts, Christina?
I have a little bit of good news for musical theater fans.
Okay.
Or if you're a Sondheim fan. I know sometimes you're in one camp or the other. It's all camp. No, no, I'm kidding.
Like most of the show.
Yeah.
Christmas. I'm going to the movies. Into the Woods is coming to theaters near you. Hmm. With Meryl Streep as the witch. Chris Pine as Cinderella's prince.
What?
Whoa.
Can he sing? That's my question. I'm a little concerned now.
Captain Kirk.
Anna Kendrick as Cinderella.
Ooh,
Emily Blunt as the baker's wife. Lucy Punch, she was in The Class as Lucinda, one of the stepsisters.
Okay.
Christine Baranski as Cinderella's mom, stepmother. James Corden, Craig, as the baker.
Craig.
Yeah, I can see that. Yep.
Tracy Ullman as Jack's mother. I'm so excited. It's one of my all-time favorite musicals.
When? And where?
Christmas.
Yeah.
In the theaters.
Wow.
And Johnny Depp as the wolf.
No
I
way.
I cannot even imagine. Because wow. In the musical, the guy that plays the wolf is the same guy who plays Cinderella's prince. So I'm like, Cinderella's prince is Johnny Depp? I don't know. And then I scroll down and see, no, it's Chris Pine.
Huh.
Like,
weird.
Okay, I can see that now. And it's one of my favorite musicals, and I've got it on DVD, and I've seen it live a handful of times, and it's going to be great.
Hello, little girl.
Exactly. I'm just so excited.
I think my favorite musical is The Return of Captain Invincible.
Bullshit.
Exactly.
No.
Bullshit.
No. A world of no.
Probably my favorite clip from any guilty pleasure that you've done.
No. He's got it on his phone. And he plays it all the time. And Into the Woods is by Rob Marshall, who brought us Chicago and Nine. And so it's going to be good. So he has to ruin my happy moment with this damn song that I want to shoot whoever wrote this. I didn't say wrote this song because it's not even a song.
It's not even a song to have been
written.
It's
a guy repeating the word bullshit over and over again.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit! Bullshit!
Finally, a song we can all sing along with.
Bullshit! Bull, 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 bullshit!
Wow.
Shit, 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 shit. Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
Someday, okay. One way or another, I will never have to hear that song again.
You take your phone and you smack it. Anyway.
Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry he interrupted you.
It's Glenn's fault.
Yeah, I'll
no, it's
take,
not.
It's my fault.
No, it's not. Final thoughts.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yes. Anybody.
Gentlemen.
Go for it.
Watch Community because it's good and it's fun and it's back and it's got that spark.
Inspector Space Time.
They have yet to mention Inspector Space Time yet, but I know they will.
Okay.
It is actually in the background. Whenever they're in Troy and Abed's apartment,
nice.
There's an Inspector Space Time poster.
Nice. I love that.
So great. When it gets warmer, get
it's
out
warm
and exercise.
It
is kind of warm in here.
What the
Whenever
guy Jerry Ordway, man.
Polar vortex decides to stop visiting us.
Yes.
Get outside and
Arctic, know, you're drunk. Go home.
For a walk, go for a run. Mm-hmm. Get in shape. Mm-hmm. You know? Beach bodies are made in the winter.
I like that. That's good.
You know?
I like that. I don't want to go to the beach though. I'll exercise. I just don't want to have to go to the beach.
You don't want to go in Stano and the rest of 5-0?
No. I'll meet you at the Worm Museum. You can call me when you're on the beach.
You realize you got to go near the water for that, right?
Well, yeah, but it's all okay. Educational and historical, and there's no sand.
Final thoughts?
I just finished reading Seven Deadly Sons, the seventh book in the Stone Soldier series by my cousin.
Very good.
Chuck Martin, or C.E. Martin, who's been a guest on the show a couple times. And he recently did a promotion on something called BookBub, bookbub.com. Mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar with it. It's mainly like an email list. And you go and sign up for it, and they've apparently got like millions of people that sign up for this email list.
Wow.
And it's free to sign up, and they send you books that are either greatly reduced in price. Mm-hmm. They may be free. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are free. Some of them are 99 cents. Some are $1.99 or whatever. But they're discounted books, and it's free to sign up. I signed up for it, and
wow.
I've been downloading lots of free books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's worth checking out.
Cool.
What's that website?
BookBub.com. B-U-B.
Hugh Jackman, the spokesman?
Yeah.
Aw.
Wolverine.
That'd be cute.
I've downloaded a bunch of books from it. Let's see here. And lots of them, it'll give you a link to Amazon or a link to another site, you know, where it's free. It'll tell you how long it's free, so you might have a couple days to get it, or you might have to go get it that day. The email comes out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already gotten something called Not in Time. The King of Clayfield, The Woodlands,
Demon Sold, Dead Radiance, Witch Song, The White Tree. So I've gotten a bunch of books. And then I saw on Facebook today, someone I follow had shared today only free book called Spook Show. And it's from a writer who lives in Kentucky. And it's a kind of like a paranormal pulp hero shadow type character.
Cool.
I've only read the first chapter so far, but it's got a nice cover, and the concept really appealed to me. If I understand correctly, a character finds a ring that is cursed that...
Precious?
That is, I guess, has the spirit of this, like, bloodthirsty vigilante character who has died and wants revenge. And so he, like, takes over this kid that gets the ring. And he, I guess he kind of becomes the new character who goes around, you know, dispensing justice, you know. So it's a supernatural pulp shadow type character. Sounds pretty cool. Let's see. It's called Ghost Zero. The first book's called Spook Show, and it's a Ghost Zero novel. And it actually has a nice painted cover and some black and white illustrations in it well.
Cool.
Nice. So it's looks pretty cool. So check it out. Unfortunately, you won't be able to get it free like I did because today was the last day, but still worth checking out.
Very cool.
Nice.
So, and I get nothing out of it, but I think you'll like signing up for BookBub and getting some free books or cheap books or whatever.
And we can't even get it free because today is now tomorrow.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep.
Should have said this in the opening. So that's it for me. Go read some stuff. Not all of it has to be free.
And tell us what's good.
Yeah, tell us what's good.
Oh, I had a final thought and I forgot it.
Oh.
You said we were going to bring something up and I forgot.
Doctor Who? Electric?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. All right, so Christine and I were bored the other night. And
well, a.k.a. we had caught up on all the stuff we had to watch and didn't know what else to watch.
So,
and
it was only you know, Doctor Who episodes. So we watched The Wire.
It's called The Idiot's Lantern.
The Idiot's Lantern, yeah, okay. I don't know what that Wire came in.
The baddie is called The Wire.
Okay, that's where I got it.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, Idiot's Lantern.
Right.
Which makes you first think that Mickey's in it, but he's not.
Oh,
he's the gym dog.
Poor Mickey.
This whole thing, there's this entity, The Wire, that's in these TVs and sucks people's face off. And they're in Magpie Electronics. Well, we go to watch The Sound of Drums.
For like the sixth time.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
And there's a scene where they're all in Martha's apartment, you know, and, you know, trying to get away from the master and everything. And, of course, there's a scene where they find the bomb that's taped to the back of Martha's television.
Yeah.
They turn her TV around, and both Christina and I went, wait, what? Did that say...
It says Magpie
Rewind,
Electricals.
Hit, pause, and you see the bottom half of Magpie Electronics logo. Like, damn. That.
Like, oh my God, I cannot believe it took us that many times watching it to notice it.
It's like seeing Bad Wolf everywhere.
Yeah.
Or the episode Saxon. Of Torchwood with the Vote Saxon poster.
Right. Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Or when you're Bad Wolf in Torchwood, too, I think we saw somewhere.
Yes, the episode where they go back to the 40s and they end up in the dance hall with Tosh and Jack in the old the old auditorium on the wall. It says Bad Wolf. I had seen that episode half a dozen times before.
It's
a
great episode. It's
one of the things you don't see in if it's not high def or not on a larger television. You don't see in the background these little tiny things.
Mm-hmm. And that might have been why we had not seen it before. So yeah, there's just a show you've watched that many times, love that much, and you still find a little Easter egg like that? Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
And Mom watched 2014. She is now in the middle of the first season with Amy and Rory.
Oh,
she watched all of Donna's season in a day and a half.
Wow.
She was home by herself and bored and powered through them. She loves Donna. She hates Martha.
So any other final thoughts? All right. And on that note, we are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness. Curling irons. Who was the woman who precipitated the for external use only on a curling iron?
Somebody that watched Sleepaway Camp.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I can't even.
There was a camper killed that way in Sleepaway Camp. Angela killed one of them.
Oh my God.
And spoiler. We're not really doing this. Anyway.
If it's 20 years old, you can't do spoiler alert.
What I flew on this morning. There was a fire, burned down like between 5 and 15 acres.
Oh, God.
How do you know? I mean, come on, between 5 and 15, that's a pretty big variation there.
Spot of land, 5 acres.
Yeah.
There's a spot of land on the other side that's 15 acres. The fire was in between them.
Oh, there you go. So, guess what? This guy was stealing copper cable.
Oh.
From power lines?
He cut the final ground cable and... Zap, he started the fire.
Himself.
Yeah, he was the...
He was the kindling.
He was the kindling.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fire starter.
I'm going to assume he did not survive the storm.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
They found a ladder, and they found all sorts of tools, and they think that he may have had someone else with him. But, yeah, he was the source of ignition.
That's
of the fire.
Terrible.
Rubber soles.
Swear by him.